This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zainab and today's topic is love of Ahlul Bayt. That is the family of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Now, for a better life, why am I talking about love of the family of the Holy Prophet and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him? Because it is really very important for us to understand how it makes a life better, especially actions, especially deeds, you know. So let's start talking about it. According to traditions, both from the Shia and Sunni resources, it is established that love protects one from being a slave of one's desires and the devil. This is because the love of an exalted personality entails that we also love his friends and hate his enemies. You know, the friendship of devil and the following of one's evil desires are two of the biggest hurdles in a love for God and the family of the Holy Prophet and the Holy Prophet. Now, love is a very beautiful explanation. You know, if we have got a love in our life, you know, we all wait for Mr. Perfect, Miss Perfect to have a love. This is like a desire for a very long desire for the entire life, you know. And when we get a love in our life, you know, how beautiful a life becomes, you know. You know, we get a meaning to a life, the meaning to live, you know, and do whatever we are doing, especially earning and coming back to a house. So why are we coming back to a house? It's because of the love, you know. It's love. Now, when we claim that we love you, oh God, you know, and now when we say love, there should be a human personality that we love, which actually is a representative of God. Now, who's that human personality? The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And he himself has said that his family, you know, that is Ahlul Bayt. Ahlul Bayt is an Arabic word which means family.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Now, when he himself has said, if you want to be successful in your life, follow two things. That is the book of God, that is the Holy Quran. Follow that book of God. And a perfect example, make the love of your life as his family, you know, his family, that is Ahlul Bayt. If you follow these both things, you will never be on the wrong path. So this love and friendship is very important. So it's very important for us to understand what is Ahlul Bayt. What is the love of Ahlul Bayt? Now, we have been discussing other things. Inshallah, the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, by the blessings of his love, will remain away from the path of devils. What does it really mean? The moment you become a Shia, you're going to be purified? No. That means you have to obey the Holy Quran and the actions done by the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Holy Prophet. Research about the actions and deed and work on that action so that even our deed becomes like their deeds. You know, by the blessing of his love, will remain away from the path of devil. The love of the family of the Holy Prophet protects us from the evil rather than make him susceptible to sins. You know, we all know that Shaitan, that's a devil, is an open enemy. He comes to us like a friend. I'm your friend, do this is good for you. But he's an open enemy. He's only aim is to destroy us and just leave us. So we have to understand there's only two ways. One way is right way. Another way is a wrong way. They can never be three or four ways. So we have to select a way. Love makes a man steadfast. Imam Muhammad Bakr alayhi salam has said, whoever has been bestowed the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his heart of Allah is not prone to wavering from his path, but he becomes steadfast on the path of Allah and also towards the other matters. If the first steps of the lovers of Ahlul Bayt, family of the Holy Prophet, is in the wrong direction due to the excess sins, the next step is guided all right by the love. That means we are sinners. We know we do a lot of kind of sins, greater sins, smaller sins. But because we are studying Ahlul Bayt, the family of Holy Prophet, we study the actions, we study the deeds and the traditions, we try to control our anger, the backbiting spirits, we try to control whatever negativity we have. They are actually in the love. Someone who loves Ahlul Bayt, someone who loves Imam Ali alayhi salam and the daughter of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who's the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, their love, you know, guides us to the right path. This is what they are trying to say. Not only that, what are the rewards of all these things? You know, we have been talking to make a life better in the episode of For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. We are trying to improve our actions by what? By just loving the family of the Holy Prophet and following the actions.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hadith says the angels seek forgiveness for the partisans of Imam Ali alayhi salam. According to the traditions, it says, established fact that even the angels ask for forgiveness on behalf of the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is even says in a Sunni sources that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has says, Allah has created 70,000 angels from the light of Imam Ali alayhi salam's face. These angels will continue to ask forgiveness on behalf of his devotees until the day of judgment. For what? Just for loving Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, what do you mean by devotion for Imam Ali alayhi salam? Because if we are devoted, if we love, if we obey, if we are following the actions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it consumes our sins and put us on the right path. The love and devotion from Hazrat Ali alayhi salam destroys one's sins, as is proved by the numerous reports. You know, it says love of Imam Ali alayhi salam consumes the sins like fire consumes wood. You know, and it says the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam removes the darkness of the heart like the moon and the stars illuminates the night. Salvation will be based on one love for him and not one who worships deeds, but those who are his devotees, but also rely upon the merciful God. We should not be satisfied only with the devotion and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we have to understand all these things. So we have been talking about the love of Vilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the love for the family of the Holy Prophet, how that directs us from becoming from the sinner to a good person, making us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening. Stay tuned for another exciting episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yes, your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.